还没有来以前，这个我们的朱弟兄打了几次电话问我，把这个讲道的题目给他。
And before I came to this retreat, Brother Xu Peis called me a couple times about the theme of the conference.
他说有人要录音，要先把那个题目打出来。
That some of the people were taping. I wanted to tape and put out the titles of the talks.
那么我这个人最不能够说在一个礼拜、两个礼拜的几天前把题目给你们的。
My kind of person, I usually cannot give you the title some days and weeks ahead.
我把很多东西放在脑筋，一直在想，就祷告着想，到时候才决定那一个。
And a lot of times I think and pray on my mind all the time.
早晨我们来之前，我准备讲逃避神。
Before I came this morning, I said I would talk about escaping from God.
那么我想因为时间的关系，刚才我们听了很好的见证，我想换了另外一篇的信息。
And I think that now with the time and also the beautiful testimony we heard, I think I'd like to change the message.
我们来看约翰福音第五章。
Let's kind of turn to John chapter 5.
早晨我们用约翰福音第四章，早晨我们用不同的方式来思想这段的经文。第四。
And let's turn to chapter 4 first.
我们从四十六节看到五十四节。
From verse 46 to verse 54.
我们来思想这段的神迹。
We'd like to consider this miracle that happened here.
我们找到之后，请各位一起来念。
So as we look to it, why don't we read it together?
也许我们请这个，我们的朱世白弟兄帮我们念《约翰福音》第四章，从四十六节念完这一章。
From verse 46 to the end.
第四章。四十六节。
耶稣又到了加利利的加拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方。有一个大臣，他的儿子在加伯龙患病。他听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他儿子快要死了。耶稣就对他说，若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。那大臣说，先生，求你趁着我的孩子还没有死就下去。耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的儿子活了。那人信耶稣所说的话，就回去了。正下去的时候，他的仆人迎接他，说他的儿子活了。他就问什么时候见好的，他们说昨日未时，热就退了。他便知道这正是耶稣对他说你儿子活了的时候，他自己和全家就都信了。这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，是他从犹太回去以后行的。
好，我们都听到这里为止，把圣经打开一起祷告。
Why don't we pray?
天父，把这一段的时间交在你的手中。
Lord, we place this message and this time into your hands.
求你来掌管我们这个聚会。
That you may control this congregation, this meeting.
让我们在这个早晨的聚会当中。
And this meeting in the morning.
再一次叫我们看见你是全能的主。
And we once again see that you are the Almighty God.
在你没有难成的事。
And with you, nothing is impossible.
叫我们的信心更加增。
So that our faith might increase.
叫我们安息在你的全能的底下。
So my rest in your almighty power.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你圣灵管理这个会场。
You're that your spirit might be in control.
运行在我们的心中。
And move amongst us.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer, O God.
奉耶稣的名求。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我最近常常在研究一些关于神学跟心理学的关系。
Recently, I've been particularly been looking at the relationship between theology and psychology.
在神学里面，我们可以讲到关于神迹跟心理学的关系。
In theology, we could talk about the relationship between miracles and psychology.
在约翰福音的第四章里面。
In John chapter 4,
我想用一种不同的方式跟大家来思考这一段的神迹。
I'd like to use a somewhat different way in which we can consider this.
这个神迹是主耶稣在迦拿行的第二个神迹。
This is the second miracle that Jesus performed in the land of the city of Cana.
我发现到这个神迹里面给我们很多的教训。
I find here that there are many lessons that we can learn.
我记得有一次我讲完道的时候。
One time as I finished my preaching.
有一个女孩子就到我们家里来。
There was a girl who came to our home.
这个女孩子告诉我她是刚从一个 夏令会回来的。
She said that you just come back from a summer retreat.
那我说你在夏令会的很多帮助吧。
I said you must have obtained a lot at the summer retreat.
他说我到夏令会的目的不是求帮助。
I said when I went to the summer retreat, I didn't ask for help.
我要帮助别人家。
I wanted to go and help others.
我说你帮助什么呢？
So what were you helping?
他说我希望那些人呢不要再迷信了。
I said I wanted them to not be any superstitious anymore.
所以我到夏令会里面去拼命的劝人家不要信耶稣，不要信耶稣，全是假的。
And so I went there and I said I wanted to. I told the people, don't believe in Jesus, don't believe in him. It's all false.
所以他就把以前的那个不幸的见证告诉别人家。
So she told the people about her testimony of unbelief.
也告诉他七年祷告的经历。完全没有实现，告诉人家。
And he says, I have prayed for that. Her testimony that was she was praying for 7 years and not answered any prayers.
所以他去不是做好的见证，是做一个这个反见证的。
So this was an anti-testimony.
所以他去了之后呢，告诉好多那个要追求认识人呢，结果因他的话之后呢，他们就谈回去了。一谈不晓得几年才信的，不知道。
So she said she could talk with other people, so that maybe they would be obstructed from the Lord for many years.
那么刚好我那天讲完道之后，他就说我好不好跟你到纽约去。
And so after preaching my preaching that day, she came and said, "Could I go with you? Or would you like to go with me to New York?" Because she herself lived in New York.
我说没问题，可以吧？
I said, "Okay."
所以我就说，我们先回家去，然后再到纽约去。
So let's go home and then we'll go to New York.
所以到了家里之后
，Then we went home.
他说我本来就不想再问传道人什么问题了。
Actually, I didn't want to ask a preacher any more questions.
我已经有答案了。
Because I have all the answers.
我的答案就是说，根本耶稣是假的。
And my answer is Jesus is untrue.
所以我刚从夏令会回来。
I've just come back from the retreat.
你告诉很多人说耶稣是假的。
I've already told a lot of people that Jesus is false.
但是我觉得很奇怪，我好像有一个思想，觉得我应该再问你问题了。
But I feel that I have a feeling. I just want to ask you one question.
所以我们谈了几分钟之后。
So we had talked a few minutes.
我跟他讲，我说我知道你问题在哪里了。
And I said, well, I think I know your problem.
就是我早上所讲约翰福音第四章的问题。
So it's the problem here in John chapter 4.
他说这个也就是我的问题了。
He said, oh, this is my problem.
所以我问你了。
So I ask you.
我们谈完之后。
So after we discussed.
我请他做一个实验。
So I asked her to give an experiment.
他说我做七年的实验了。
So I've done 7 years of experiments.
但是呢后果都不同的。
No results.
所以我昨天再一次了。
He said, one more time.
那么我们一起祷告。
So we prayed together.
后来这个姊妹非常热心。
And this girl, she was enthusiastic.
信主了。
And she became a Christian.
她现在呢，到处告诉人家。
Now she goes home and tells other people.
她说：“你不要以为你信神呐、信耶稣啊就可以了，怎么信法很要紧的。”
It is not just believing in God and Jesus. You know, I have to know how to do it.
我们看这个神迹给我们的教训什么呢
？Let's see this miracle and what this teaching is.
我们看到耶稣在迦拿行了第二个神迹。
In Cana, Jesus performed the second miracle.
我们知道很多人都是查经班里面的人。
We know that many people come from the Bible study group.
我们常常查经
，and we often study the Bible.
我想问你一下，这一个神迹里面呢，到底有几个病人，几种病人呢
？And when we look at this particular passage, how many kinds of patients are there in this particular section?
在短短的这几节经文里面
，just in those few verses there,
有几种的病人在这段经文里面记载
？How many types of people are ill in this particular chapter?
很多人想，大概就是。一种病人吧。
Maybe some people think, well, there's only one kind of patient.
有没有人说两种的
？Maybe you think there are two.
有没有人说三种的
？They will think there are three.
有没有人
？Any?
谁说三种请举手
？All will think there are three sicknesses. Can raise your hands.
没有人敢举手。谁说两种的请举手
no, ？What about two?
Okay.
Okay.
谁说一种的请举手
？How about just one?
不举手最聪明的啊
！You think you don't raise your hand, you're smart.
我想这里给我们看到三种的病人。
I think there are three kinds of sicknesses.
三种
，three kinds of patients.、Yes.
那么你能不能分析一下那三种的病状呢
？And which are the three kinds of manifestations?
儿子什么病啊
？What kind of symptoms did the child have?
我想圣经没记载什么病，没有特别的记载，我们就当他肉体的疾病了。
We don't know what kind of illness is, so we consider this as a physical illness.
还有谁有病呢
？Who else had an illness?
谁有病？大臣有病。
And the
大臣什么病呢
？The second and this official, what kind of illness did he have?
Unbelief. Make sure 想清楚 ，unbelief 啊，
不信，
不信的病。还有没有人
？Any other?
我们把这三种病人呢，最后两种留在结论才讲啊。我先问你个问题，我们看到这个大臣在第四十七节，他听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子。
So this official, when he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went and begged him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death.
这个父亲有没有信心呢？
This father, did he have faith?
谁说没有信心请举手？
Those who think he did not have faith, you want to raise your hands?
什么信心呢？
What kind of faith?
啊？试试看的信心。I see.
He's tried other things and no avail, and so he wants to try again.
我们现在看的很要紧的问题啊，在我这几年的牧养教会的 counseling 里面发现到啊，听他们的话很重要的。
In pastoral counseling, I found that one thing I've learned very much is that I have to listen carefully to what people are saying.
你注意听他们的话，就可以从他们的话里面去了解他们对主的关系、对主的信心。问题在哪里？
And what they're saying, we can then understand her relationship with God and their faith to God.
我们看到从外表来看，这个父亲呢，好像是有信心。
From an external appearance, it seems as if this father had faith.
他听到这个耶稣到了犹太的地方呢，那么他就来找耶稣了。
So he heard that Jesus had come to Galilee, and so he came to find Jesus.
从犹太到了加利来找耶稣。
From Judea, he had come to Galilee.
那么他找耶稣的目的什么呢？
So what was the reason why he wanted to find Jesus?
他希望耶稣来医治他儿子的疾病。
That Jesus would save and heal his son.
但是问题来讲，这个父亲的信心是有问题的信心。
But this faith that this father had, there was a problem there.
什么信心？什么问题呢？
What was the problem?
这个问题就是从他的跟耶稣谈话里面我们找出来的。
We can see some problems as he is talking with Jesus.
他对耶稣怎么讲？
What did he say to Jesus?
他求他下去医治他儿子，因为他儿子快要死了。
He went and begged him to come down to heal his son, for he was at the point of death.
假设我们把这一句话用祷告来说的话，
Maybe if we just turn around,
把它带到现在的光景里面来，
and take it to the present circumstances,
好像说我家里有人病了，
I have someone home who is sick,
那么耶稣现在不在这个地方了，
and Jesus is not here,
我祷告主了。
So I pray to God,
求主医治了。
God, that you would heal him.
Okay. 那么看起来好像很有信心，对不对？
Seems as if we have a lot of faith.
但是呢，我们看见呢，在这个父亲的祷告里面，当时见主的光景里面呢，有问题的。
But there's a problem here as he comes to the God.
你看这个祷告的这一句话里面呢，要求耶稣做什么事？
What did he request Jesus to do?
什么是这个父亲对耶稣的要求？
What was his request for Jesus?
他要什么？
What did he want?
他的重点在哪里？
Where was the critical point? 在他的儿子，从那里下
去给耶稣吃。对呀，这里怎么讲？
What did it say here?
他说这个，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他的儿子快要死了。这个父亲的要求是要耶稣到他家里去，安守在他的儿子身上。像医生一样，我们好几个医生一样，去看看病人，然后呢，来医治这个儿子。
His request to Jesus was for him to come down and heal the son, for he was at the point of death. This is just like he was going to invite a physician here to come to his home and then maybe lay his hands on the son and heal him.
所以这是这个大臣呢、啊、对主耶稣的信心。
This was the faith that he had for Jesus.
假设耶稣不到他家里去的话，
If Jesus did not go to the home,
他就不能够相信他的儿子可以得医治的。
And he would not believe that Jesus, that his son would be saved.
所以这一组的第一什么信心呢？
So what kind of faith is this?
是医生的信心。
This is a faith in a physician.
所以在当时的观念里面，很多人把耶稣当作一个医生呢。
So in that time, a lot of people, they considered Jesus was a physician.
所以当耶稣医治好多的病人的时候，行了好多神迹的时候，他们不当神迹，他们就是医生的一种的这个治疗法。
A lot of people, then they considered Jesus, they thought he was just a physician, just a physician healing.
所以难怪耶稣行了那么多的神迹，看的人那么多，但是没有一个人把他当作是真神所做的事情。
So even though Jesus performed many, many miracles at that time, the people could not still accept that he was God. And they thought he was just a physician.
所以难怪耶稣说，你们看是看见，听是听见的，但是不明白，还不能相信。
And Jesus said, "You see and you hear, and but yet you still cannot believe."
问题在哪里呢
？And what is the problem?
因为他们对这个主耶稣观念呢，有一个错误的认知。
Because they have a wrong misconception of Jesus.
所以我可以想到这个父亲呢，非常紧张着急的要耶稣赶快下去。
Because Jesus was so, this person was so anxious that Jesus would go quickly to go to his son.
若是耶稣不下去的话
if Jesus did not go down,
他的孩子不能得医治了
and the son would not be healed.
我们看到这个父亲到耶稣面前来，对象找对了
and he had found the right person when he came to Jesus.
但是呢，他的观念不对呀
but the concept, the attitude was wrong.
很多人今天到教会里面来了。
A lot of people we go to church.
地方找对了
and then we've come to the right place.
也参加了夏令会、退休会、进修会，什么都参加过了。
All kinds of retreats that we go to.
所听的整个中心的一个人物啊，就是基督耶稣也听到了。
And they heard about the central issue, the central person, Jesus.
但是还是不能够接受。
And yet they cannot accept.
因为他说、啊、耶稣不过是一个好人呢、啊，是一个医生呢、啊，是一个宗教家。
And Jesus is only a good man. He's a religionist. He's a physician.
所以我们看到这个父亲呢、啊，好不容易的来找到耶稣，然后找到耶稣完之后呢，仍然在那边着急，因为耶稣并不照他所要求的做。
But this person was still very worried, and he was anxious because Jesus did not follow what he said.
我们看到很多时候啊，人向神的祷告就好像这个大臣向耶稣的祈求一样。
And a lot of times when we pray to God, it's sort of using the same kind of way.
我们希望我们的神能够按照我们意思这样做。
We would like God to go according to what we desire.
但是很多时候，我们把神限制在一个有限的一种的情况里面。
We restrict God in this very finite way.
所以我们看到主耶稣并不答应他的祈求。
And so we say Jesus did not answer it according to his desire.
所以四十八节怎么讲呢
？In verse 48, Jesus.
耶稣就对他说：“若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信的。”
And Jesus said to him that unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe.
我觉得很奇怪，主耶稣啊，用这种话来回答他父亲话呢，一定对他很大的打击啊。
And it seems as if it's very unusual that Jesus would say something like this. This would be kind of blow to the
好像这个主耶稣对这个人呢、啊，父亲好像没有同情心啊。
It seems as if Jesus did not have any compassion on this person.
他爱非常爱的孩子。
The official obviously loved his son.
孩子快要死了。
His son was about to die.
那我到你面前来向你祈求。
And I come before you to beg you.
那你还不帮助我。
Why don't you help me?
你还要责备我。
And you still are trying to scold me.
很多时候人在寻找真神、寻找主的时候呢，好像同样的感觉。我在寻找，为什么神不这样的帮助我，显示给我看呢？
And sometimes when we come to God and we say, "Oh, I want to know you," or how come that God doesn't help me in this way?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们对神的要求、对主的要求啊，可能呢、啊、是把神呢、啊、从一个无限的神呢、啊、限制到变成有限的一个神。
A lot of times when we come to God and we ask for God, we want to constrain Him. We want to have this infinite God become a finite substance.
主耶稣要这个父亲知道一件事情。
And Jesus wanted this father to know
something. 什么事呢
？To know something. What
耶稣好像跟他讲说。你这个父亲呢，爸爸，你的病比儿子更严重啊。
It seems as if Jesus was saying that your problem is even more serious than that of your child.
你的儿子的病是肉体的病而已。
Your child has a physical infirmity.
那么你的病什么呢
？And what is your problem?
是心灵的病。
This is your spiritual problem that you have.
你以为你对我认识了
？You think that you know me.
其实你不认识我。
And yet you don't know me.
你不认识我的。
You don't really know me.
你把我当医生看待。
You think that I'm a physician.
所以他说，你不晓得我是一个超。空间的一个神、啊、
You do not know that I am beyond space and time.
超空间的神、啊、
Space beyond space.
我可以不用到你家里去。
I don't have to go to your home.
就在这个地方可以把你儿子医好了。
At this particular place here, I can heal your son.
弟兄姊妹，今天你看见没有
？And can you see this, brothers and sisters?
我们所相信的这一位主啊
，This God that we believe in
是超空间的神。
This is a God who exceeds space.
我们在这个地方祷告。
We are here and we're praying.
向主祈求。
We're praying to God.
在很远的地方
，in a very far away place，
神迹奇事出现了
，and God has already performed this miracle。
你没有想到一件事，可能你今天信耶稣是好多人在几年来为你祷告的。
You know that today when you become a Christian, many people have already prayed for you for many years。
很多人在暗中为你代求的。
They've been praying for you in the secret。
他们对神的祷告。
They pray to God。
今天神听见了，在你身上做工了。
And today God has answered the prayer and has worked in your life。
拯救了你。
And saved you。
所以这位神是超空间的神。
And so this God is exceeding time。
很多我们可爱的同胞在大陆。
And that we have many beloved kinsmen
in China。我们在这个地方为他们祷告。
And we're just praying for them。
神在天上垂听眷顾他们。
And God hears in heaven and He looks after them。
我们的父母亲。
and of our parents,
我们的家人
and our family,
他们在东南亚，在台湾，在各地
in Southeast Asia and in Taiwan,
我们很难有的时候写信给他们
a lot of times we have difficulty in writing to them,
我们就在晚上为他们祷告
and at night we pray,
求神保守眷顾他们
that God will look after them,
这位神是超空间的神
this God is a God who is beyond all this space,
除非我们这位神是这样的一位上帝
and this is the kind of God that we have,
否则我们不必要信他
otherwise we shouldn't believe in him.
我们不如写信好了吧
Otherwise, we just write letters.
我打电话好了嘛
Maybe I'll make a phone call.
看你一个月可以打 几百块电话
We can spend hundreds of dollars.
你打了电话完了之后呢，并不能够解决问题，可能带很多的焦虑。
And when we finish the phone call, that not only can not solve the problem, sometimes it raises more problems.
当你把问题交给主的时候
，But when we put our promise to God,
神在天上眷顾
God will just look after it in heaven.
伸出全能的手。
He extends his almighty hand
解决我们的问题
and to solve our problems.
我们看到这个主耶稣拒绝他父亲的要求
When Jesus, he rejected this person's request.
下面这个父亲又来了
This father comes back again and says.
他说这个第四十九节
In verse 49.
那大臣说先生求你趁着我的孩子还没有死就下去
And the official said to him, Sir, come down before my son dies.
他现在要求第二件事了
And so this is the second request again.
第二个祷告了
The first prayer was made.
他是什么呢
And what is that?
他说耶稣啊不要再花时间了
Don't waste any more time
不要再花时间了
Let's not waste time
你赶快去啊
Come quickly
趁着我孩子还没有死的时候你下去
Before my son dies let's go down quickly
要是他死的话
If he dies
那没有用了
Then there's no use
弟兄姊妹这里给我们看到这个大臣对耶稣的认识呢另外一个错误的认识
And this is another misconception
好像说主耶稣一定要在他儿子没有死的时候下去死的话呢那就不用计算了
And it seems as that the conception is that before my son dies, otherwise if my child dies, and then it'll be hopeless.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候把我们这位神呐、看作是有限于时间里面的神。
We in other respects, as we look at God, we often think that He is a God who is constrained by time. Also,
我们的主啊，就是不受时间的限制。
And God is not restrained by time.
超时间的。
He is exceeding the time.
在他没有太迟的事情啊。
There's nothing that was too late.
永远可以做到的。
And eternity, this is always a possibility of doing it.
你记不记得这个主耶稣听到这个他的好朋友啊，这个拉撒路生病之后
，When Jesus heard that his good friend Lazarus was sick,
故意拖延了时间不早不当场去。
He delayed his time to go there.
他听到有人告诉他了。
Somebody had told him
说这个拉撒路病了。
And somebody had told him that Lazarus was sick.
但是他不马上去的。
And he did not go immediately.
拖到怎么拉撒路死了。
And he delayed until Lazarus was dead.
埋葬了。
And was actually buried.
四天了。
And it was 4 days.
耶稣才到。
And then Jesus arrived.
为什么耶稣这么迟才到呢
？Why did Jesus go there so late?
因为耶稣要他们这个家庭认识一件事情。
So that the family could recognize one thing.
生命在我，复活在我。
And life is in me, resurrection is in me.
在这个永恒的神、全能的上帝来讲
，In this God who is all powerful,
没有一件难成的事情。
There's nothing that's impossible.
你只要信就可以了。
If you believe, it is possible.
但是我们知道很可怜的、玛利亚跟这个马大两个哭得半死。
And yet we know that Mary and Martha, they cried a lot.
两个人说一样的话。
And they said the same things.
啊，若是你早在这里的话呢，我们的兄弟就不死了。
If you had come earlier, our brother would not have died.
一个带着责备的口气。
And there was a sense of criticism there.
一个觉得他说啊，主啊，你来太迟，为什么你拖这么久呢
？Another sense was just, so why did you come so late?
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面呢。
And your brothers and sisters in our lives,
我们的信心很多问题的。
We have many problems with our faith.
我们的信心的问题是因为我们对主的认识不够清楚的问题。
Because our understanding of God is not clear enough.
哎，我觉得时间过去太迟了，没办法了。
And so too late, it's already passed.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神呢，他是超空间、超时间的主。
We know that our God, He is beyond space and time.
所以在这里给我们看到这个父亲第二个毛病来了。
So the second problem here.
他为什么会产生这两个毛病呢
？Why did he have these two problems？
为什么一个人到主的面前来了
？Why is it that the person who has come to God already？
这么的近
，and so close，
其实很远的
，and yet still so far away。
你今天到这个夏令，在这个春令会来了
，and today you're here at the spring retreat。
很近啊
，very close。
好几个传道人
，a lot of preachers。
好几个长老执事
，a lot of elders and deacons。
很多见证人围绕在你面前
，a lot of testimonies around you。
你觉得好像很近很近的
，you say oh you feel very
快要近了，快要近了
，and nearly nearly。
差点再就要进来了。
One more step and you
can. 其实呢，还是很远很远的。
And still, you're still far away.
为什么这么远呢
？Why is it so far?
整个的观念认识的问题。
Because it's a matter of recognition.
你转一下的话
，If you just change somewhat.
基督耶稣是不是只有一个人呢？只是一个人呢
？Is Jesus just a man?
或者他能够救我
Maybe he can save me.
弟兄姊妹，很多人觉得这个相信基督耶稣是一个很难的问题啊，很难的做的事情啊。
Sometimes people think, "Oh, to believe in Jesus is a very, very difficult thing."
对，你可以说难是很难的。
You can say that it's a difficult thing.
但是你说很容易的。
You can say it's easy too.
你这观念转过来一下。
Just change your concepts.
带着一个客观的态度。
Using an objective way.
试试看一下。
And try it.
既然见证像云彩。围绕着我们
It's like the testimonies are like a cloud around.
这些人又是有学问的人
And all these people, they have knowledge.
他们信了
And they're believing.
那么为什么我可以不试一下呢
Why can't I try this?
有一次我在一个大学里面跟一个教授，我请不是一个教授，一个同学，他说要来跟我们辩论无神论呢。
And there was a student in one of the colleges, and he wanted to debate with me. He was an atheist.
他是告诉一个姊妹说，他想来跟我们辩论一下，看我们。准不准许他过来
？And he says, "I'd like to come and debate. Would we permit him to come?"
那么我说，请他过来好了，没关系的嘛。
I said, "Sure, let him come."
所以我们就在查经了。
So we were studying the Bible.
查经时我们在查罗马书。
And we were studying Romans.
哇，他也很会讲的。
And he was very eloquent.
我就奇怪了，从外表来看，这个人好像信耶稣的人哦。
So I was surprised. I said, "Oh, this person looks external like a Christian."
讲的很有道理，很有口才的。
Very reasonable and very eloquent.
但是我知道他是来的目的是他说他不信的了。
But I knew that he came with an unbelieving attitude.
他是念土木的。
Yeah, he was a person who was studying civil engineering.
然后呢，就查完经之后。
So after he finished studying,
我们在喝咖啡喝茶了。
We're having coffee.
那我们就交通把一个椅子呢摆坐在那边这个谈天了。
So we were just discussing.
那么他就说，亚牧师，刚才我所讲的东西我都不信的。
Is all the things that I said just earlier, I don't believe in them.
我说我听说是你还没有信，是不是
？And I said, well, I understand that you are not a believer.
他说我不信的。
I don't believe.
那么我说，他说我是一个无神论的人。
I am an atheist.
我说哦，无神论。
I said, oh, an atheist.
那么你一定有一些论调了，不相信神的论调。
You must have some isms that you want to tell us.
我说，那我先请你指教你好了。
Could you first explain and tell us?
我们从几个方面去研究一下。
So we started examining.
那你先讲完之后，那我再告诉你好了。
Why don't you first discuss it and then I'll tell you my part?
我说，你从科学来证明没有神存在了，第一点。
I say, well, obviously you want to prove that God does not exist from a scientific viewpoint.
Okay. 那么你从历史的这个方面来看。说神不存在了。
Oh, you want to go from history and say that God does not exist.
那么你也可以从宗教的立场来看说，这个神不存在了。
Or you can come in from religion and say that God does not exist.
那么你也可以从今天晚上我们这些信耶稣的这些人呢，那么来说一个理论告诉我说，为什么他们信耶稣？是不是从小被洗脑，或者从小的进礼拜堂，那么或者大的时候呢，有一种突然就能感觉莫名其妙有需要，所以就把一个神抓来？那随便你讲好了，随便告诉一套理论。
So、maybe you could tell from all the people here that oh they were just going to Sunday school and brainwashed, or they just had an emotional problem and they want to depend on God.
那么再后一件事，最后一件事情。
And then finally,
我说你从你个人的经历呀、告诉我说。你寻找神找不到，你祷告主拒绝你，你告诉我好了。
And you're gonna tell me that you personally have found God, tried to look for God, and you haven't been able to find Him, and pray to Him, and you can't find Him.
所以我们当中很多人是念 science 很多的。
And then a lot of people, of course, who are in the scientific field.
所以他从 science 先开始的下手。
So he started from science.
我就看了时间
了。I just looked at the time.
他讲不到两分钟啊。
After about 2 minutes,
他停下去了。
He stopped.
他说：“亚牧师啊，我没有这么仔细、系统的把它研究，说神不存在，没有这样子的。
I've not really studied it that carefully that God does not exist。
我是看了一些书啊，他们怎么讲怎么说，我就想想看，就像这样讲的啦。
I'm just reading from some books and I'm just sort of saying it。
是，我说我晓得，因为很少，因为我看了很多反对基督教的宗教的书都看过，我觉得很少人有这么。”仔细的一条一条的这样分析说神不存在我说到现在还没有这么好的书出来呢
So I said yeah that's true I've looked at a lot of books and talking about anti-Christianity and looking at them and I really haven't found a book that really details very clearly step by step and logically
所以呢当他讲完一两件事从科学来证明神不存在的时候很多人就挂叫这个东西不对那个东西不对因为他们都是念科学的嘛所以呢在科学的本身很多地方争论我说好了这样我们就不讲了下个礼拜你早一点半小时过来我跟你分享一下好了
And once he had started, of course, all the other people were in scientific fields said, oh, this is not correct and that's not correct. So there was a lot of debate there. And I said, well, let's talk about next week if you come earlier.
So, 他半小时前来了
so half an hour earlier, he came next time.
我就把我的经验跟他分享
So I started to share with him my experiences.
然后请他做一个 scientific experiment.
So I said, well, you can do a scientific experiment.
他说好啊
Is it good?
我告诉他很奇妙的
They're very mysteriously.
你知道在自然界的力的后面还有一个属灵的力、
And behind natural laws, there's a spiritual law.
这个属灵的力啊
And this spiritual law,
比自然的力更可靠。
And this is a more reliable law than the natural laws.
这十几年来
，and all these years that I've been,
在各地方
in all the places I've been to.
请他们都做实验。
I've asked them to do this experiment.
Repeat 的实验。
It's a repeatable experiment.
相同的方式。
Using the same identical
way. 相同的后果。
And the same results.
那天晚上。
So that night.
我跟他做一个祷告之后。
So we prayed with them together.
我告诉你，祷告之后啊。
After we prayed.
他眼泪掉下来了。
And he had tears.
我也没讲什么话。
I didn't say anything.
我说主啊，请你到我心里面来。
I said, God, pray that you come into my heart.
若是你神的儿子的话。
If Jesus, you are the Son of God.
我交给你。
I just hand myself to
him. 这么简单祷告。
And I just pray that way.
祷告完之后。
Just after the prayer.
他眼泪掉下来了。
Tears came down.
一个年轻人。
Young man.
看样子是 O 型的一个 type.
Is an O type person.
但是呢，眼泪掉下来了。
But his tears came down.
几分钟之后。
A few minutes later.
他说我谢谢你。
Thank you. He said.
让你给我一个机会。
That I have this opportunity.
今天这个人到哪里去？到西雅图去了。
This person now is in Seattle.
那么非常热心在教会里面侍奉。
He's serving the Lord enthusiastically.
弟兄姊妹，你说远吗？也很远。你说近吗？也很近。
Brothers and sisters, you know when you say it's very far away, it is very far away, and yet when you say it's near, it's very near.
我怕很多人到这个地方来是好像很近神啊，其实
not very far.
弟兄姊妹，很可怜的那个女孩子，刚才所讲的八啊、七年祷告神了。
This girl, the one that we talked about earlier, it's really very sad that she had been praying for 7 years.
七年祷告神。
7 years she prayed.
她怎么祷告呢？
What did she pray?
她说我什么教会都去过了。
I've gone to all kinds of churches.
天主教。
Catholic churches.
长老会。
Presbyterian.
寻道会。
Lutherans.
Methodists. 路德会也去过了。
Lutherans.
浸信会也去过了。
Baptists.
我不知道为什么能够她到这么多教会去啊。
I don't know why did she went to so many churches.
后来一句话给我抓到了。
And then I found one word here that I could catch.
他说他七年祷告什么事呢？
In 7 years, what did she pray about?
祷告一件事。
She prayed about one thing.
求上帝给我一个好丈夫。
Yes, that God would give her a good husband.
我说啊，我知道你的 conclusion， 为什么到这么多礼拜行去啊？
So maybe that's the reason why you went to so many churches.
就是在不同的教会里面找一个好丈夫啊。
So for all these churches to find a good husband.
奇怪，他本身不信呢，但是他想找一个有信仰的丈夫呢，来忠心的爱他的。聪明的。
It's very smart. Even though she was not a believer, she knew that she could find a good husband, a good Christian husband who could love her.
所以她在从这方面来用神来帮她做一件好事啊。
So she wanted to use God to help her to do a good thing.
七年祷告。
7 years she prayed.
祷告到有一天到纽约来了。
And so one day she came to New York.
找到一个对象。
And she found a spouse.
她以为神听她祷告了。
And she thought that she found a person.
她以为她这个 long distance 打了好几年，已经打到神那里去了。
And she thought that God answered a prayer and answered a long distance call.
所以呢，她就跟他结婚了。
They were going to be married.
结婚一个礼拜之后。
After being married a week.
这个丈夫跟她怎么讲呢
？This husband told her.
他说：“你有没有存款呢、啊？”
Do you have any savings?
他说：“有啊，我做了一两年的事情，有一些存款。”
He said, "Yes, I have had some savings for many some years."
他说：“现在你应该把它拿出来喽。”
Why don't you take it out?
因为我们是夫妻两个人呢。
It's because we are now husband and wife.
那么在一起了。
So we're together.
现在二人成为一体喽。
So we're two are one.
那么所以钱应该放在一起了。
So the money should be together.
所以他还说没问题，没问题的。
Yeah, no problems.
我一定拿出来的。
So yes, I'll take it out.
那这个丈夫一直等等都不拿出来。
Yeah, but the husband did not bring out his money.
两个礼拜了。
And the husband was waiting, and two weeks later,
丈夫再提醒这太太。
And then this husband reminded the wife again.
提了好几次。
And reminded her again.
就太太开始怀疑了。
So there was some suspicion.
他说：“怎么你这老是提这个问题呢
？”Why are you always raising this question？
好像我们结婚几个礼拜就要分开，就要钱要拿走的样子，怎么这个没道理的？为什么这样提
？This is how come you're so sensitive about this issue？
所以他就不拿出来了。
So she refused to bring out the money because
两个月就不拿出来了。
She didn't want to take it out.
她观察一下，看看她是一直要提她这个存款的问题。
And so she deliberately wanted to see if he would raise the question again.
过了三个月之后
，3 months later，
吵得很厉害了。
There was a lot of arguments.
啊，两个吵得很厉害了。
A lot of problems.
所以几次啊，这个丈夫叫太太跳楼跳下去。
Several times, the husband asked her to commit suicide.
呀，他说你这样从楼上跳下来好了吧
？Why don't you jump off？
那么。他说我跳下来的话怎么样呢？我可以报警察说是你是害死我的。说没有，是你自己自杀的，我没有理的。
He says, "Oh, you would commit suicide yourself, and so the police would not."
有几次在公路上一边开车一边吵架。
And several times they were arguing on the expressways.
丈夫差点把推出去了。
And husband nearly pushed her out.
所以他一气之下。
So in anger.
到了四个月之后。
After 4 months.
他就要求离婚了。
And she filed for divorce.
好了。他要求离婚的这件事情。
So with this problem,
当然两个很吵得很厉害了。
And there are a lot of arguments.
所以他这个太太第一件事呢，就是来找谁呢
The first thing that this wife, the first person his wife went to,
要找一个人算账。
Wanted to have someone to take account of.
她到房间里面去，有一本圣经啊。
So she went to the room and there was a Bible.
她把圣经撕破去。
And she tore up the Bible.
她向神呢发怒啊。
And so she vented her anger on God.
她说：“上帝啊，我七年祷告。”
God, I prayed for 7 years.
祷告你一件事情。
For one thing.
帮我做好事。
A good thing.
成我的美。成人之美啊
！So that I could be perfect.
你现在所给我的呢，是我完全想象不到一个人。
This is a person that I just cannot imagine.
我怎么可以信你呢
？How can I believe you?
这本书怎么可靠的
？How can this book be trustworthy?
撕得烂烂的。
So he tore up the book.
一本两本撕掉。
And she tore one or two of them.
完了，非常愤怒，到礼拜堂去。
Very very angry and didn't want to go.
告诉人家说。
I went to the church and told him.
耶稣假的。
Jesus is false.
不能够信的。
Cannot believe in him.
我祷告七年了。
I prayed 7 years.
哦，若是一个普通不信的人呢？
A person who is an unbeliever,
对真理不了解的话
if they did not really understand
一听到这个话
after they heard this,
一定倒下去的
they would have been,
不要说做一个试验这个人试验七年还得不到话呢还有什么话说啊
not only doing one experiment, this person has 7 years experiments.
啊他就是 make a shortcut, 就是取短径哦
And so she had tried to make a shortcut.
什么短径呢
What kind of shortcut?
就是这里是神的话上面是这里是这个人的话
If a God is
there,
If God is there up there,
从旁边上去的
he's trying to reach this person there. He's trying to get us through some other way.
天主教长老会、浸信会、各种教会都这样上去。
All kinds of denominations, all kinds of different churches.
中间这个没有经过。
Not going through the right way.
他没有经过。
Did not go through the
right way. 他何必多此一举呢
？Why?
我就马上上去就可以了嘛。
We can go directly.
啊，神是慈爱的神嘛。
Because God is a gracious and merciful God.
他就是从旁边上去了。
But she went up in the side way.
这七年祷告啊
，in the 7 years of prayer，
都从旁边上去的。
Was trying to go up through the sideways，
取短径的。
I'm trying the shortcuts。
神从来没有听见
，but God had never heard。
他怪上帝了
，and she was blaming God。
所以很多时候啊，人在生活上遇到难处的时候呢，第一个炮就开到上面去了。
And when we have a difficulty in life, the first salvo is up to God。
因为上帝不反驳你嘛。
Because God will not rebut you.
所以呢，你就拼命的反对神呐，不信神呐，拒绝神呐。
So you would just come up to God and just vent your anger and keep saying rejecting him.
他有没有认识主呢
？He's not. She had not really accepted. 他
没有遇见主。
She had not really met Jesus.
他对主认识不清楚。
She had no recognition of.
他是一个有神论的一个人。
She had a person who realized that was a God.
但是没有主的人。
But the person who does not have Christ.
他把主劈在一边去了。
She threw Christ out.
他对主不认识。
So I really recognize Christ.
你知道、啊、神怎么讲
？What did God say?
上帝说啊，我的命令就是要你们呢、啊，相信上帝所差来的独生子。
Because God's commands is that we believe in Him whom He has sent.
很奇妙一件事情。
It's a very marvelous thing.
约翰怎么讲呢
？What did John say?
若是信了子的话，也就信父。
If we believe in the Son, then we believe in God.
若是接待子的话呢，也是接待父。
If we believe in the Son, we have accepted the Son, we accept the Father.
因为父在子的里面。
Because the Father is in the Son.
若是拒绝子的话。
If we reject the Son,
也是拒绝父。
We reject the Father.
若是不信子的话。
If we do not believe the Son,
也等于是不信父。
It means we do not believe the Father.
这样讲话有点好像很玄妙、很难懂的。
It seems like maybe it's a little bit mysterious and difficult.
那我举个很简单例子来。
A very simple explanation.
我发现到在我牧养教会的时候啊。
As I'm pastoring a church.
这个有很多的家庭啊。现在很多的家庭不晓得怎么教孩子。
A lot of the families they do not know how to teach their children.
哇，因为他们所念的心理学，现在的儿童的这个心理各方面就让他们任凭他们放纵，随便他们要了。
Because many of the psychology texts say so you can let them free and let them do anything.
所以呢，很多的孩子啊，在家里好野的。
So a lot of the children at home are very wild.
什么东西都搞的。
Anything they will touch.
好，在教会的家庭礼拜的时候啊，很多人就抱孩子去参加家庭礼拜喽。
And then many of the children are brought by the parents to the family services.
那本来的这个家庭很想希望能够有个交通机会的。
And maybe a lot of times the families they want to have this service.
到后来呢都不愿意做了。
And then they want to do it anymore.
为什么缘故呢
？Why？
因为孩子很难控制哦。
Because it's very difficult to control the children.
每一个孩子都是奇妙的，跟莫名其妙的。
Every child is a mystery.
有的跑到人家的房间里面去开电视、开这个厨子的五斗柜，这个东西哪，那个东西哪。
And some of the children would go into all the different rooms and turn on the TV.
然后呢，喝了咖啡，拿着扣子到处倒哦。
And then they would pour things out on the ground.
那你知道我们在美国的生活，大家都很紧张，对不对
？And we know, of course, in America, everybody has a very tense life.
所以大家都不理孩子了。
And they don't take care of the children.
假如父母亲上班的话呢，对孩子有种的 guilty 感觉，哎呀，真是让他去吧，整天都没看着他，让他去，让他去了就不理了，不理的话，到人家里也不理了。
And a lot of times, maybe parents maybe feel a little guilty because they're going off to work and they can't take care of the children, so they let the children go wild.
所以结果到人家里去的话呢，抓不到。
And so they went to go to other people's homes that they can't control the children.
啊，好几次啊，真是我听了很多事情啊，真是好玩的，很笑。
And I see hear a lot of things are very humorous.
好，结果怎么样呢
？And sometimes
后来开家庭礼拜的时候啊
，so that when we had this family services,
写信去了。
So we wrote letters.
我们希望父母亲来参加查经班，孩子不提的。
And then the invitation would go out to the parents, but with no mention for the children. Because he really hoped that the children would not come. Because we felt that these children really had no education at home. No admittance to children. Only accept the parents. Can you see the truth? Let's see.
我可以接受父母亲。不一定接受你的孩子。
I can accept the parents, but I can't accept the children.
对不对
？Yes.
除非你的孩子有家教，好好的带领他。
Unless the children are well behaved.
规规矩矩的。
And they are very well disciplined.
到人家去了，知道什么东西应该动，什么地方不应该动。
They know when they come, what things to touch and not others to touch.
Common sense. 好，接受父母亲的人呢，不一定接受孩子。
Those who accept the parents may not accept the child.
但是呢，接受孩子的话呢，一定接受父母亲的。
If you accept the child, then you will accept the parents.
看见没有？所以这里给我们看到道理。你可以说你信神，但是你不一定信耶稣啊。
You can say that, well, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus.
我接受这个上帝。
I accept this God.
但是我不接受耶稣啊。
But I don't accept Jesus.
神怎么讲？
What did God say?
你若不接受我的孩子，等于不接受我了。
If you don't accept my son, it's equivalent to not accepting me.
严格说来，也就是如此。
In a very strict way, this is what it means.
今天若是我们不接受你孩子的话
，Today if I don't accept your child,
就表明呢，已经告诉你说，你对儿女的教育呢不成功，失败得很，我不接受你的。
The implication is that you are a failure at home and you cannot discipline your own children. You can't take care of the children.
大家希望能做朋友，还保持这个现象。
But from just from a superficial point of view, just to be polite, then we are sort of maintain our friendship.
所以我们看到一件事情，神告诉我们，你今天不接受我所差的独生子的话，等于不接受我一样的，因为我所指定就他，不是我。
Because God, when He sent His Son, you have to accept Him. Otherwise, it's like not accepting Him because He is a Son that He sent.
我们看见这个大臣到主的面前来。
So when this official he came to Jesus,
见面了。
And when he saw Jesus and met him,
祷告了，祷告过了。
And they prayed and had their prayer.
但是没有完全被答应。
And not completely answered.
不照着他的方法。
And not completely according to his desires.
因为他对主的认识还不够清楚。
Because his recognition of Christ was not very much.
他不晓得主耶稣超时间、超空间的。
He did not know that Jesus was beyond space and time.
后来怎么样呢
？So what then happened?
耶稣不可怜他。
Well, Jesus did not have compassion on him in this respect.
耶稣看这个父亲的病啊，比儿子的病更严重。
He saw that his problem was more serious than that of the son.
我今天再说一句话。帮助教会弟兄姊妹的。
And so I'd like to say one more thing to help you.
今天教会里面很多很多啊，像父亲的疾病啊。
And a lot of people are just like this parent, his problem.
这个大臣不知道自己有病的。
This official he did not know that he had a problem.
他以为他很爱儿子的。
Because he loved his child.
尽了办法。
And he had tried his best.
来解决他儿子的问题。
To solve the child's problem.
也到耶稣面前来了。
Now he came to Jesus.
我们想到我们很多时候，我们在替别人家担心啊，帮助人家灵性长进，自己呢？病倒了，有病，带着病走来走去的。
A lot of times we're trying to help other people, and we're running around helping other people. But we ourselves are ill, and we're running around without knowing.
我们对主认识还是莫名其妙的。
And we have a very unclear concept about God.
还有很多问题在里面的。
There's still many problems in us.
但是外表很热心啊。
From external appearance,
I've done a lot of
good things. Done a lot of good things.
我发现到夜帮夜忙，好多人呢本来很尽要性，后来又听他话的，又退回去了。
Sometimes it's worse because of all our over enthusiasm. Sometimes people are brought very close and then they're taken far away.
今天教会查经班各地问题就是一个问题，就是说，不是我们缺乏那些热心爱主要侍奉的人呢，乃是缺乏那些在爱心跟真理上面平息的人呢，认识人。
Many problems that exist in the churches now is not that we lack people who are very enthusiastic and doing a lot of things, but as people who are mature and able to discern the word very clearly.
最难的医治的话就是大臣的病，
It's a very difficult problem to solve, and this is the official. Because we can't say that, well, you're sick, because he seems very well.
你今天很难处理那些很热心的弟兄姊妹，他觉得他很热心和爱主。我没有病，别人有病，他不做礼拜，不查经，他们有病，我没有病，很好的。
And it's very difficult to solve the problems of these Christians who are very enthusiastic and they're running around and say, I don't have any illness. It's those people who have illness.
但是他的病不是说躺在床上的病啊。
But their illness is not the illness that they're lying in bed.
很多地方对真理的认识不清楚。
They're not clear about the truth.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣怎么讲的？
What did Jesus say?
主耶稣叫他回去了。
And Jesus said, you go back.
回去了。
Go.
也是 不跟他去的。
And Jesus did not go with him.
但是呢，他回去了，没办法。
And so he went back.
回去怎么样？
And what happened?
他看到仆人来了。
And he saw the servants coming down.
这个父亲很有趣的。
And this father, he was very interesting.
马上问了仆人了。
So he asked the servant.
他儿子怎么样？
What is the son is like?
他儿子好了。
And the son is well.
什么时候呢？
And they said, what time?
他说那个时间。
Is at that time.
他一想的话就刚好跟耶稣讲的话呢，在同个时间里面。
And then he knew that the time was when the time when Jesus said it.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到从那一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, we know that from this experience.
耶稣的一句话。
And God's Jesus one sentence.
医治了三种的疾病。
He solved three kinds of illnesses.
儿子肉体的疾病。
The physical illnesses of the child.
父亲对这个主耶稣的认识的观念上的疾病。
The attitude problems of the father.
全家都信了主了。
And then the whole family was a believer.
灵性上的疾病。
And this is a spiritual problem.
我们想到一件事情，这个儿子可能会再病的。
And we find another thing, that the son may have a recurrence of his illness.
那么这个父亲可能有一天还要去找耶稣帮他的。
And Jesus might, this official might one day still want to ask Jesus to help.
但是耶稣不在那地方了。
But Jesus was no longer there.
他怎么祷了？
What would happen?
他就从那一次经验里面向主祷告祈求。
From that experience, he would know that he could pray to God.
耶稣在天上垂听。
And Jesus would hear in heaven.
今天我们的主已经升天了。
Today, our God, our Christ, he is, has already ascended to heaven.
未来的这个礼拜就是复活节了。
And next week, it is the resurrection of Easter.
复活节完就升天了。
And that means that after that, the Jesus would be ascended.
我们所信的这位主。
The God that we believe in.
不在我们的眼前了。
He's not physically before us.
生活的很多问题。
We have many problems in this life.
很多的烦恼，很多重担。
Many frustrations, many
burdens. 很多的忧虑。
And lots of worries.
怎么解决呢？
How do we solve them?
我们不能回到历史里面去。
We cannot go back in history.
我们把这个永恒的神带到我们的世界里面来。
We can bring this eternal God into this time.
当你诚心相信他的时候。
As we come to him sincerely.
你知道他是全能的主。
We know he is an omnipotent God.
超时间的，超空间的。
Beyond space and time.
向他祈求的时候。
And we can pray to him.
他伸出慈爱的手帮助我们。
And he would extend his gracious hand to help us.
弟兄姊妹，我们所需要的这一种的主。
This is the kind of God that we need.
所以圣经里面告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
除他以外别无拯救。
There's no other salvation except in him.
因为在天下人间呢。
Because in heaven and earth.
没有赐下别的名。
There's no other name.
我们可以靠着得救。
That we can depend on to have.
若是我们的主是这样的一位神的话。
If we know that this kind of God that we have.
我觉得我们是最荣幸的一个人。
That we are very fortunate people.
我们不但可以知道神创造自然界的一切的规律啊。
Not only do we know that God created all the physical laws of the universe.
我们更可以了解这个创造的神呢所定下的属灵的一些规律。
We can also know the laws which he created for us.
有人就问 Einstein 的太太。
Somebody asked Einstein's wife.
啊，你懂不懂你丈夫那些这些些物理、数学的东西啊？
Do you understand your husband's mathematics and physics?
他说那东西我都不知道，不懂。
I don't know all those things.
我知道他这个人呢。
But I know the person.
比你更清楚的。
More than you do.
弟兄姊妹，我可以说我什么对自然界的现象我都不知道。
Now I can say that I don't really understand a lot about the universe.
但是我知道他这个人怎么样。
But I know the person.
啊，他爱我。
I know he loves me.
为我舍己。
And he died for me.
他承担我的重担。
He took my burdens.
他除去我的忧虑。
He took away my worries.
他解决我生活的问题。
He solved the problems of my life.
他是超时间、超空间。
It's beyond space and time.
在这个夏退休会里面。
In this particular retreat.
我希望你把这样的一位主带到你的环境生活里面去。
I want you to bring this particular God into your area.
我们的弟兄就要回台湾去的。
Our brother is going to go back to Taiwan.
相差几千里的。
In several thousand years miles away.
那我们怎么呢？见面。
What do we do?
我们并不是带到。
We can pray for each other. Because in Christ we are one body.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们看到在基督耶稣里,
in Christ,
那是何等美的一件事情。
How beautiful it is.
老师，你还没信耶稣的话。
If you have not believed in him yet.
我想你还是客观一点好了。
Why don't you be more objective?
很多人说科学家是最客观的，其实没有，很主观的。
Sometimes we say that scientists are very objective. No, not really. They're very subjective too.
不但是很主观，还是很固执的。
And not only are very subjective, they can be very obstinate.
这是我在18年在美国所遇到的一个经验谈。
This is an experience of mine when I've gone and.
你客观一点好了。
Be objective.
试一他一下。
Try him.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
没有损失的。
There is no loss.
试验完之后。
After you've tried the experiment,
若是他不存在的话呢?
If he does not exist,
你那个见证是有力的见证。
Then you have a strong testimony.
若没有的话呢?
If not,
你还是不能够证明说神不存在，耶稣是假的。
And you cannot disprove him.
我们去祷告。
Thank you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你这样的爱我们。
You love us so much.
让我们在这种自由的环境里面。
In this free area.
来敬拜你。
That we can just worship you.
来追求认识你。
To pursue after you, to understand you.
求你让我们不要错过机会。
Pray that you will not allow us to miss the opportunities.
今天在我们当中。
Now today amongst us.
若是还没有接受主的。
If there are any who still do not yet know you.
求你赐给他们一个谦卑的心。
Could you pray that they will have a humble heart.
叫他们向你呼求。
So they will call out to you.
你在天上要垂听。
And you in heaven, you will listen.
每一个人当我们在主的面前。
As every one of us before your God's presence,
无论在什么环境当中,
no matter what circumstances,
在什么地方,
in whatever place,
求你垂听我们的祷告,
that you would hear our prayer.
我们把我们的弟兄交在你面前,
we put our brother into your hands.
你带领他的脚步,
you have promised to be with him in his steps.
使他一次的认识主,
so that once he's known you,
永远不拒绝,
that you will never reject him.
让他爱主的心越来越加增。
That his love for you will increase.
为主做美好的见证。
And there will be a wonderful testimony for you.
把许多的同胞带到主的面前。
So they will bring others to you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
听我们的祷告。
That you will listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣的名求。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.